Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chief Nenni, please tell us what has transpired, what you've learned about the alleged plot at Albion Middle School.
On Monday, November 4th, we received information from a staff member at the school late in the afternoon of a threat that had occurred from one student threatening another student. So our SRO, our school resource officer, is assigned to the school, along with school administrators, you know, investigated that threat like we do every, you know, anytime we get a threat. This threat, however, had, you know, it was a threat directly to another student, but it also mentioned, you know, vaguely a threat of a bigger population. So, you know, we immediately started investigating that. And as part of that, we have a threat assessment team that we put together this year. And that threat assessment team is comprised of members from the Albion Police, the District Attorney's Office, the Orleans County Mental Health, and, you know, others that are on it. So we immediately started, we activated that team. We started to take a look at the threat and the individuals involved. And simultaneously to that, we started investigating and, you know, interviewing people. So as a result of that investigation, three Albion Middle School students were, it was determined that they were in the process of developing a plan to kill and injure occupants of the Albion Middle School. Their plan was to enter the school using explosives, incendiary devices, and firearms to kill students and staff. They also had a date set for that. Now, that date, it was not imminent. This was not an imminent attack. This was not, you know, something that was going to happen within days or hours, but they had a date set. We're not going to release when that date was. But, you know, nonetheless, there was a plan and there was a date. So as a result of our investigation, we arrested three individuals. They are Albion Middle School students below the age of 16. They were charged with conspiracy in the second degree, which is a Class B felony, and that conspiracy being that they conspired to commit numerous counts of A1 felony murder second. They'll be, you know, handled through probation as the normal, you know, as the law requires of the juveniles. As part of the investigation, we conducted several searches, and electronic evidence and other supporting material was seized, along with some legally possessed firearms. You know, we're not going to disclose what was seized or where they were seized. But this was a credible threat, and we feel that an attack on the school, although it was not imminent, this was definitely credible, and I'm thankful that we were able to intervene here and make sure there was no loss of life or any injury.
Any indication between the two students that were threatening each other that started this whole thing, what this was about?
You know, we're still in the middle of this investigation. You know, this is a very active investigation. We're still in the process of interviewing people, and we're really not going to release where we're at that point in the investigation. But you know, we're still investigating things.
This case in particular, have there been threats in the past that you've dealt with years past, or?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we deal with threats. You know, and you know, this isn't the first time a threat has happened. But it really sheds light on the fact that when a threat is made, you know, I mean, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people kind of think that police or, you know, school districts overreact when a veiled threat is made. But this is one of those examples where, you know, a threat's made and you really have to look at every single threat and to see whether it's credible and whether there's more to it. Because, you know, we've handled threats before, we've made arrests before, we have, you know, this is not anything new in the school district, you know, as far as, you know, a threat, as far as something being a planned attack. Yes, this is something that is not normal or not, you know, I guess it'd be an ordinary everyday occurrence. But, you know, thanks to the good work of many law enforcement components to this and our federal and state partners, you know, we saved a lot of lives by doing what we did to really investigate this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.